It's 7:31. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. A new study from a Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group takes a look at the near-term costs of projected sea level rise due to climate change. Washington faces the highest costs on the West Coast for impacts to shorelines. KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The study is meant to be a registry of the bare minimum states will have to spend to defend themselves against sea level rise. The authors wanted to create a consistent measure that could be compared across all states. So they looked at the cost of installing seawalls or bulkheads to protect infrastructure that would otherwise be inundated two decades from now.
The numbers in here actually give you an idea of what the real cost would be conservatively to a community.
Lead author Paul Shanowski is an engineer and director of the Environmental Design Program at the University of Colorado Boulder. The tally for Washington State, he says, with its long coastline and many coastline communities, comes in at $24 billion.
We're actually talking about things that have to be built within the next decade to try and offset these impacts that are anticipated by 2040.
Washington officials are still looking at the data and methods used in the report, but say they're taking action to make communities here more resilient and to prepare for the unavoidable effects of sea level rise. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.